It's episode 160, and we've got plugins for image links, timed content, background management, YouTube galleries, inappropriate content reporting, and a tool to help with that last-minute checklist before site launch. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we've got the usual roundup of stuff for you today. And start off right up top. Don't forget the usual stuff. You can get the show notes over at wppluginsaz.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, give us a review while you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio or the iTunes Store. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, it does help. It helps a lot when people give us a review. It almost gives us a rank boost right away. Also, remember you can follow the show on Twitter, which is our new Twitter account, wppluginsatoz. Right there, we'll get it. I keep saying .com. I'm going to say it till I die, I guess, for Twitter. But WP Plugins A to Z is where you can find the show. Generally, John and I used to kind of publicize things on our individual accounts, but we thought it would be appropriate to at least have a Twitter account that people could fire questions to and things like that. So please give us a follow.
Yeah, well, you know, 160 episodes of saying WP Plugins A to Z.com gets hard to break.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We do make our living with WordPress. So if you're looking for some serious help, one thing I do for folks is I help fix it when you break it. So if you broke it, I can fix it. And if you're just looking for some emergency support and tips on your own, you can go visit me on my site at wppro.ca/emergency, or you can give me a call at 818-850-7729, and I'll be happy to talk to you about your site.
Nice. Well, if you don't have that site yet, or you want to make a new site that you can break and have John fix, you can use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295, and that gives you $2.95.com domain names. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any .com domain name for under $3. It's like a price of a cup of coffee. Do it right now while you're listening to the show. I'm telling you, plug in 295, $2.95 domain names at GoDaddy.
Excellent. And, well, I don't think there's a whole lot this week in the WordPress news arena. Is there anything you know about?
Not too much. I know BuddyPress 2.0 is just getting ready to drop. I've been anxiously kind of holding my breath on that one and taking a look at that. But, no, nothing too serious has come down the pipe this past week since our last show, but we're going to keep our eyes peeled for you.
Okay, and WordPress 3.9, probably right around the corner in April, May, give or take. So
April 15th is supposed to be launch day. Let's see if they can hold to it.
Oh, they're going to actually set an official launch date.
Actually, yeah, the next two revisions have their official launch dates already posted.
Oh, April 15th must be a joke for the Americans since that's tax day down there, eh?
Yeah, must be.
Every time I see it, because, you know, our taxes aren't due till the end of April, so it's all good.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but I know that the team has been working diligently on it, and some of the improvements that I've already seen on it, widgets, they're working the widgets area a little bit more, just some other kind of smaller tweaks, but I know also the media gallery is going to get a little bit of a touch-up as far as that goes, and maybe something with custom post types. Who knows?
Yeah, there's supposed to be some top secret feature release coming in it.
Maybe that's the import from Joomla.
Yeah. Oh, you mean they're going to bake that into the core? It'll make it easier.
Yeah. Let's just get rid of all those Joomla sites all at once, right?
That's an easy way to do it. All right. Well, that pretty much covers that, and let's jump right into the meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
All right.
All right, off we go. All right, and we've got them. First plugin I've got for you here off the top is one that I picked up while doing some work for the local flower count website here in Victoria, and of course I gotta push that out there a little bit because it's also one of our biggest events in Victoria where we count the flowers for the rest of Canada and say, hey, you should be living on the West Coast where there's flowers and you're not buried under 18 inches of snow.
Hey, that's what I say to my friends.
So anyway, this plugin is called Time Content, and what we're looking for was a way they had some publications that needed to suddenly display in existing posts and show up on the day the flower count would start and then disappear at the end of the flower count. And I was trying to find a way to do it easily inside the post instead of having to remember to get up early one morning and put it in the post and stay up late one night and take it out of the post.
You were the widget.
Yeah. That's what I was looking at. But what this plugin does is it creates a short code that you stick your content in between that short code and you set the time, date, and the time, date, month, day, year, everything you need. And as soon as that time hits, it will display that content in the post. And as soon as the time frame passes that you set, it will take that content out of the post in one smooth motion, thereby saving you the grief of having to remember to do it at a future time. And this event doesn't start for another week here, and we just finished the website this past week. So we needed to make sure this stuff appeared and disappeared on cue, and that I wasn't having to remember to do it. So anyway, it's a great little plugin. I found it worked great, did a great job. One of the nice features I did discover with it is if you check the box for debugging it, if you're an administrator logged in, you can go to the page and view the page, and it puts that content in a yellowed box to show you what's going to appear. So you can sort of get a preview to make sure you've done it right of what's going to happen to the clients. So give this plugin a check out if you need content to appear and disappear on a post on a pre-time basis. It's called Time Content, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Nice. Now, I've used this before. I still have this plugin problem with the time-based thing that I'm looking for, which is, what if I want something to start at 8 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, and end at 5 o'clock?
Ah. So. That's a little tougher. This one here was a specific set time period. This isn't a daily basis one.
Yeah. So I was trying to find something that essentially, here's why what I was looking for. I had something that was kind of a live help thing that I only wanted to appear. I never wanted it to say offline. You know what I mean? So I wanted it to appear only when they were open. The store was open.
Does this appear in a widget, perchance?
I would love it to.
Okay, but check out Dynamic Widgets then, because Dynamic Widgets actually has that feature.
It does, but it won't let me shut it off and on every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm still looking for that. So if there's a budding plugin developer out there who wants to do some really simple kind of plugin that doesn't exist, and boy, is there a need for it. Well, speaking of a need, there's something that is kind of a default in WordPress that really kind of ticks me off. Every time I add an image to a post, it basically links back to the image itself. You know what I'm talking about here, John?
Yes, I do. And I actually faced that problem not too long ago myself.
Well, that problem is a thing of the past, John, because now you've got a new plugin called Link Images to None. It automatically links the images to none when you're selecting and uploading the images in WordPress, because by default, WordPress links images to itself, which means if a user clicks an image, it's going to be then taken back to the image file, and then even in some cases, it creates a separate page for the particular image. So this presents kind of two real lame options. It's click the back button in their browser to move to a different part of the website, or go to a different site altogether, which is usually the case. So this is going to affect your SEO traffic and such, because search engines won't be looking at that secondary link of content that provides nothing. So overall, this is going to help boost your user experience and to help your bounce rate actually to your site as well. So I thought this was a pretty great plugin, one of those lazy plugins in the continuation of the theme there. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
That's very useful to have it. So when you plug, when you set it up, it automatically chooses none instead of the default setting then, eh?
That's right. It defaults to none. You can, you obviously can change to whatever you wish or back to the other way.
Yeah.
But it defaults now to none.
That's the, that that should be the default setting, I would think, and let people choose. But
yeah.
Okay, next plugin I've got here. This is one for a site I was working on this week, where we wanted to manage the background and we needed to do some rotations and without having to write additional code in there. And this plugin is called Background Manager, and what it does is it allows you multiple ways to manage the backgrounds on your WordPress website. It brings it up to, you can create, it uses custom post types and allows you to create groups of images that you can display, and you can have those groups of images display in rotation, you can have them timed to rotate, you can have them groups change on different pages. You can also determine what pages will get the background images, or not pages, but page groups, like pages or posts or custom post types. Different areas of the site can get different ones. It also allows you to customize how it's going to display in corners, centered, full page, or complete screen, or normal width. So it's got lots and lots of options in it. And it turned out to be a pretty decent background manager, though it wasn't specifically what I was looking for, but because I found it so useful in other areas, I thought I would bring it to the table and mention it. It's called Background Manager, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
You know, John, more and more I'm seeing some of the bigger sites use the background as one huge ad unit.
Yep.
And I find it by mistake, because I'm one of these guys that kind of, you know, I try and I move the mouse cursor out of the way while I'm reading, and sometimes I'll be clicking errantly on the background, and then suddenly it takes me to some ad or some beer commercial or something like that. So use your background. Use it. Make it an ad unit if you have to, but definitely take advantage of that kind of subtle thing that we really never really thought of that much. I definitely suggest that. Well, John, sometimes I basically found this next plugin, which is called WP Report Post, essentially because there is a person that came to me that has a lot of guest content, and sometimes they're not fully in control of what's said in there, and they'd like to be let known when those particular items come up. So this basically is a pure and simple kind of flag tool where within the post itself, typically where it says the post author, the category, the time and date in which it was posted, you also now have another option which says report inappropriate post.
Hmm.
So when they click that report inappropriate post or report this post or whatever taxonomy or words you want to use in that, it will send a note to the admin and basically let them know. So you can decide what to do next. You either edit the content, you unpublish it, or you can just delete it. So it works either in automatic and manual mode. Basically, automatic mode, the link to the report is added to the post's meta box. And in manual mode, you basically just place the link anywhere you want within the template. So automatic mode will go ahead and add it to that meta header next to who wrote the post and the time and such, or in manual you can just short code it out. So works pretty well, worked absolutely flawlessly for the need that I had. So I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Excellent. That could be useful.
Oh, it is. It is. Anywhere I would almost want to have this on the site anyway, because it gives you kind of that layer of deniability. I don't know what you want to call it. Plausible deniability. You didn't know. You know, you have that layer of protection in there. So if you're seriously thinking about doing anything with some big content that might be a possibility that there are some things that may be inaccurate about it, then this is definitely one that you want to install.
All right. Well, the final plugin I bring to the table today was comes from doing some work with a client yesterday who was looking for a way to display his YouTube videos on a page in a nice two-column row of all the videos on it, put his own little description underneath it, and then when someone clicked on the video, it gave a nice little player for him, and thereby keeping people on his website to watch the videos. So what this plugin does, it's called YouTube Simple Gallery. And what it does is it allows you to put your videos in, depending on the width of your theme, up to two columns or two videos wide, and all the way down to 12 or more videos going down the page if you've got that many videos to show off. It does have some limitations in that it will only allow you to create one page. It doesn't allow you to put them across multiple pages. You can put it the same gallery. You only can create one gallery, and you can put the gallery on different pages with different numbers of videos, but it's still only one gallery you can create with this plugin. But it does a very nice job of creating the video columns, display of the YouTube videos, takes a snapshot image from the video to create the image on the page, and then it also allows you to put your own custom description underneath the video, helping to increase the SEO value of the website they're being displayed on. Then when people click on the video, it pops it up in an overlay video player so that your website sits in the background. They can watch the video. When they're done, they click off the side off the video, the pop-up goes away, and they're back on your website. So it's a very nice, simple YouTube gallery display and player all in one. And give it a check out. I rated it a 4 dragons.
Very nice. Very nice. I like the Lightbox kind of overlay style. That's cool. What language is this in?
I don't know what original language it is, but it is in English when you install it.
Oh, good. Because in the repository, it's definitely not.
Well, that's because I think it looks like Spanish or Portuguese. So I'm not sure.
Got it. All right. Well, you know, we're all launching many different kinds of WordPress installations and sites and such all the time. And it's often very easy to let things fall through the cracks as far as specific tasks that you have to do. So I'm bringing to the table this brand new plugin called Launch Check. And it is essentially a WordPress plugin that ensures that you've made your site visible to search engines, changed the default description, added Google Analytics, basically all of the little tiny details that you have to make sure of. This is, you know, once the site is actually designed. How many times have I designed a complete website front to back, migrated over, and it says, do you want to still have yet another WordPress site as your description? No, I don't. So this Launch Check plugin will help to facilitate all of the different little variables that you've got to take care of before you go live. It's a really nice plugin. Some of the things I wish I could put a little bit more in here. Maybe that's coming, but otherwise, I found this plugin to be absolutely perfect. So I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Every little bit to help remind us when we get to that final push that button and say, go see the world on your website.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and anytime you've ever heard anything actually launch into space, they go over about a billion things before they light that thing, right?
Right.
So you should probably do the same.
Yep, go through at least the last 20 items you need on your site.
Right.
All right, well, I want to throw in one last tidbit here and reminder for all my Victoria, Western Canada listeners. If you happen to come to Victoria for the last week of February, don't forget to count the flowers and put them up on the website at flowercount.ca. And it's great fun for us. So, And also, our plugin wrap-up this week, I talked about time content. I gave it a 4 rating. Background Manager gave it a 4 rating. And YouTube Simple Gallery gave it a 4 rating.
And I talked about Link Images to None, which is a 4 out of 5. WP Report Post, which lets you flag inappropriate posts, gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. And we just discussed Launch Check, which I also gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
And the last little tidbits, a couple of commercials for you. First one, if you need good hosting for your website and you're just buying that domain from GoDaddy, go get your hosting over at Green Geeks Hosting. You can enter the coupon code PLUGIN, PLUGINS, P-L-U-G-I-N-S, and save $30 off their hosting packages. So check them out at Green Geeks Hosting.
And our ink sponsor, LD Products, is got that coupon code PLUGIN14. That gives you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges. You can get them as cheap as $4 a piece instead of paying $15 a piece at the store. So ldproducts.com, use promo code PLUGIN14.
And don't forget, if you want a little bit more daily dose of WordPress news, go check out wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you've got a couple of minutes, we would appreciate a rating on iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, stop in at wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And also remember, you can follow the show's Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.